All right, so what does my deep-seated fear of germs have to do with terrorizing our editor Trish McKinney's adorable daughter? You guessed it, auto-flushing toilets. All right, you probably didn't guess it. Here's what I'm talking about, though. More and more public restroom toilets.
If you did, I'm very worried about you.
Yeah, right. If you did, your name is Steve Peterson. More and more public restroom toilets have those automatic flushers on them now, and this is awesome for phobic people like me. Not so awesome for little kids, a lot of whom, according to our staff and a recent New York Times piece, are scared to death of these whooshing monsters that could flush right out from under them at any time. Since we did get a nudge from the old gray lady on this, we're filing it under Ripped Off from the Headlines. We have Karen Deerwister here. She's the author of The Potty Training Answer Book and a parent educator with Family Time Coaching and Consulting in South Florida. Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Luke. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Here's an account from a parenting website called the Berkeley Parents Network. Quote, "One thing I didn't anticipate when my son finally sat on the big potty was that automatic public toilets can flush when the child is still on, and it scares the bejeezers out of them. Be sure to cover the sensor and let her know that you're doing it so there's no possibility it will flush while she's on it, and you can flush on your/her terms." Signed, Mom of a 3-year-old, afraid of the auto flush. Is this a really big deal for people that are trying to potty train their kids?
Well, you can bet it's scary, but fears are part of childhood, so fears will always be a part of potty training. And before we up the ante on the auto flushers, they were afraid of big, cold toilets. They were afraid of the flush. There are fears associated with it, but the automatic flusher does take some of that control away. And so parents want to be aware, prepared, and have a plan to conquer the auto flusher.
Sounds like you're taking kind of a, you know, tough love approach here.
It's not
take little Timmy to a different bathroom. It's just like tell Timmy to get over it.
Well, but my strategy, because you want children to know that they're capable in the face of fear. So in the answer book, what I write is do everything you can to minimize the surprise and make it part of your routine to check the stall before you go in. Then what I write is assume a John Wayne posture and a tough guy voice. Okay, we're coming in and we're not afraid of you flushers. Pretend to shine your finger on the flush checking flashlight. I know you're there and I know you're going to flush. Keep your child engaged in the power play. Then children have power to conquer it. Now, because you want children to know there are lots of unpredictable things. You can hold their hand while they're there. I absolutely think a flush stopper is a great idea. But what I'd like you to do is after you've got the situation managed and you've got the flusher covered while your child is going to the bathroom and up and wiped and all that good stuff, then you want them to still watch you flush the toilet. Take the flush stopper off and let them see the flush.
Don't you think, though, maybe with little kids this, I mean, as much as you're trying to John Wayne them, that if they are making progress and they're potty training and they are so sensitive, I mean, shouldn't you just avoid these bathrooms at all costs? I mean, just for the sake of their progress?
Well. I think when you're initially potty training, when your child is first getting the potty skills, you're controlling the situation with the potty chairs. They're learning those skills at home. You know, they're not. I think that you can carefully build their pottying skills prior to getting on the auto flushers. You can do it step by step.
Are M&Ms still really the key to this whole process? Does anyone do that anymore?
In the answer book, I think that potty training is a natural part of development, and the child doesn't have to do it for a reward from you. So I will.
What if, as the parent, I like the M&Ms?
Well, if you like them, you know, you do what works and you do what helps you get through the moment and have a fun time. The most important thing is no power struggles. And so I really believe that, you know, you want potty training to be a potty partnership with mom and dad, and you want your child to feel like, I can manage my body, I can manage the world.
What do you mean power struggles?
Well, if you give them M&Ms and they don't really want to potty train and there's some readiness factors that aren't quite in place or your child's at that oppositional stage, then all of a sudden it's like, I want more M&Ms. I don't want those M&Ms.
I've had a few like 4-hour M&M feeding sessions with a kid on the toilet who doesn't even have to go to the bathroom. They just like M&Ms.
it, you know, it's, if there's frustration in the parenting situation, chances are it's a lot harder than it needs to be, and you can sidestep the problem.
Are there any other sort of technological advances like this that come to mind that are terrifying for kids that, you know, people our age didn't have to think about?
I can't think of anything technologically, but I know the thing that I worry about that's a real safety issue is when you're carrying those traveling potty chairs in the vans and the SUVs, mm-hmm. and you stop on the side of the road to potty. That seems really, really dangerous to me. And then I'm back to the readiness factor, and I say, you know what? A child is potty trained when they can hold their pee and hold their poop until they get to the next most convenient place to go. And so you don't have to go through a lot of insanity in order to be potty trained. They're all going to be potty trained eventually.
We're hoping, definitely.
They are, I promise.
Okay. Well, you've written a book on it, so I'm going to trust you on this. Karen Deerwister, author of the Potty Training Answer Book. Thank you very much for talking to us on the BPP.
My pleasure. Good luck.
You heard Karen mention stopping the flush. Sometimes necessity is the mother of invention. In this case, it was the father who did the inventing. Courtney Kay's dad decided to take the automatic flush issue head on and patented advice to help parents and tiny tots handle the stress of psycho toilets. Jeffrey Kay joins us now. Okay, Jeff, what's the name of your product and how does it work?
Well, it's called the Flush Stopper.
And that's clear.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. It stops automatic flush toilets from flushing while your kids are trying to go potty and learn how to go potty. So it basically adheres onto the back of the toilets where it blocks the beam because the beams are set too high for little people. And it allows them to go to the bathroom. And then once you're done, you pull it off. And as Karen mentioned, then it does flush afterwards. But what it doesn't do is flush while your child is trying to kind of prop themselves up on this oversized toilet in the middle of nowhere and prevent it from flushing on them. Because some of those flushers, they're very strong. And, you know, this came as, necessity for us because we were potty training. And my daughter was doing great until we went to the mall. And then all of a sudden she met face-to-face with one of these automatic flush stoppers, and it really scared her, and it set us back months. And it's very frustrating because it's a process, and you want to keep moving forward. You don't want to move backward.
That's one of the things that's sort of interesting about this. I guess if you don't have kids, you don't think about it. They're not big enough to be in the way of the sensor, and that thing just fires off at will.
Yeah, and, you know, not just once or twice. You know, it'll keep going the whole time. And, you know, so it became a frustration. It became a point where when we were out, we were walking around really looking for bathrooms that didn't have automatic flush toilets, which was a drag. And then we also had sometimes we would put our hand over it,
sure,
which kind of felt gross. And, you know, it was like there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a way to control this thing. And so, you know, that's when I invented the flush stopper. And actually we used it, and it became kind of a fun little gimmick that, you know, when we would go out in public, we would take it out
and show,
you know,
people.
My kids were part of it.
Hey, Jeff.
And we would take it off at the end, and they kind of actually enjoyed it.
Jeff Kay, you can find his Flush Stopper online. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
This is the BPP from NPR News, back with lots more in just a moment.